Adventures of Cy and Elmer. Without a clue. And in this case, the clues are somewhere in the air over Pumpkin County. Cy and Elmer took some flashlight pictures with Cy's moving picture camera, and they think the evidence on that film will solve the mystery of the midnight death train and the men who were violently removed from the section car siding. We now look into the office of Hank Hawkins, sheriff of Pumpkinville, and see Cy and Elmer in conference with the sheriff as they await the return of their films from Kansas City by airplane.
Say, Sheriff, that airplane ought to be getting here pretty soon, hadn't it, huh?
I reckon so, Elmer. That flying fella said he could go to Kansas City in less than 3 hours.
Most any time now, boys. He would have been at that film place before they opened.
Yeah.
And by offering him special money for a rush job, he ought to be back here by noon.
Yeah, but it's afternoon right now, Sheriff.
Yeah, most any minute now, we ought to hear that airplane coming in.
It sure was pretty to see it go flying off this morning, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was quite a sight, all right, boys. But the chances is we won't hear it come in.
Huh?
Don't forget now, that landing field is way over on the other side of town, you know.
I hope we can get some sense out of them pictures.
Well, I reckon we can see one good one for each time that flashlight thing went off anyhow.
I told that airplane fella to have him make regular pictures out of every one of them little tiny places on the film.
Yeah, that ought to do the trick all right, Cy. And we ought to get 4 good pictures out of it. And if the last 2 had Pat in them, like Elmer thinks they had, then they'll also show what was happening to Pat.
And that'll be a great trick, won't it, Sheriff?
Say, that'll be the slickest bit of detective seen around these parts for some time.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. The only trouble is that if the darn camera works, Sal'll be so stuck up you can't hit him with a 6-foot sapling.
Now, Elmer, that ain't so.
Well, boys, if the idea's any good, there'll be credit enough for all of us. Now, while we're waiting for them pictures, we ought to be giving some thought to this crime. For crime it certainly is.
Just what kind of a crime is it, Sheriff?
Yes, we ain't proved that nobody has done nothing to nobody else yet.
All we know is that something is wrong.
We know there's something plenty wrong.
Yeah.
And no need to worry about what kind of a crime it is.
Yeah.
Say, there'll be so many charges against the guilty party, he'll serve from now on. But who he is and why he's doing this... Here's something else again.
Well, now, Sheriff, it says in our book on detectives...
Oh, hush up, Cy. Don't you know better than to talk to a bonny party sheriff about a book on detectives?
I was just going to tell the sheriff that our book says the first thing to look for in any crime is the motive.
Right, you are, Cy. And what's more, that's a good book.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't actually see the crime committed, and mostly you don't, and if you ain't got a single idea as to who did it, which is the shape you're most likely to be in, then the only thing to look for is who would have a reason for doing it. In other words, the motive.
There you are, Elmer. Didn't I tell you so all the time? That book is right.
Certainly the book's right. Never said a word. But knowing the book is right and being able to do what the book says, we'll ask the horse from somebody else's barn.
I guess you're right, Elmer.
Yeah, unfortunately, Elmer is right, sir. We all know how to solve the case according to the book. But to make it fit the book is another matter. Now about the motive. Who wants these men out of the way and why?
Don't look at me, Sheriff. I don't know.
No, sweet sorghum, Cy. Nobody expected you to know.
Oh, didn't he?
Sheriff wanted us to get to thinking on it.
Yeah.
But if you'd known as long as I have, you'd no better to ask you to think.
Well, I don't know who'd want them fellas out of the way.
Well, I'll admit that I don't know either. So let's put it the other way around. Now, if you can't find the one who's got the most to gain by crime... who's got the most to lose?
Them fellas that's gone has lost plenty, I reckon, if they did.
Say, curtains, if you can't get sense to come out of it, don't open it, Mark, you was told. Don't open it.
Huh?
Sheriff don't mean them fellas.
Oh.
He means who's going to lose the most by them fellas not being on the job no more.
Well, railroad is the one that lost them fellas.
That's it, the railroad.
Yeah.
Now, who'd want to take them men away from the railroad, and how would it hurt the road to lose it?
I can't say no how. They could always get more men to work for
them. No, they couldn't, Si. That's the very first thing the Zeke told us at the depot, you remember?
Yeah.
That the railroad was getting worried for fear they couldn't get no more men to work on their division if this happening's kept up.
Skipper Bridget, if you ain't right,
Elmer. Yeah, and that's a mighty good point, Elmer, too.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Stands to reason that the railroad would have to bond on that branch line if they couldn't get men to work it.
Yeah.
Now, there's one half of our motor.
What? The other end of what?
That's what I got to put up with all the time, Sheriff. That's it. I asked them childish questions from morning till night.
Well, some of your answers ain't no better.
Why, say, darn your pesky high, Si Perkins. You were nothing but a darn old post office swindler when I made a detective out of you.
Yeah, and who had the money for buying the detective book?
Oh, thou now, hold steady, boys. One thing you never learn out of your book is to pull together, you won't get no place.
Yeah.
Now, hush your book and get on to business. Now, we decide the railroad would lose the most by these here men disappearing.
That's right, Sheriff.
Certainly it's right. Don't need to say it all over again like a darn old parrot.
Elmer P., buddy.
Now, you two... Now, wait a minute, wait a minute. You two bulldogs put ground, will you? Now, who would profit most if that branch line was never built?
I don't know if anybody would.
Say, wait a minute, wait a minute. Hold on tight, boys. I got an idea.
Huh.
Don't you remember all the trouble them two railroads had last winter about who had the right to build a new line there?
Elmer? I'll bet that's the reason all this has happened.
Certainly it's the reason. One railroad to fight another.
There you are, Elmer. I always said you was the smartest.
Well, of course. I'm pretty quick on smart ideas, Si.
You're the quickest feller in this town.
Well, of all... Now, wait a minute. Sit tight, you two.
What's the matter?
1 minute, you're ready to pull each other's last three hairs out. The next minute, you're kissing each other.
Huh?
Now, keep still while I bust Elmer's good idea for you.
Though
the railroad ain't got nothing to do with this.
I ain't so sure of that, Sheriff. You know, the papers is all full of it last year.
Yeah, sure. But if you'd followed the papers past the headlines, you'd have seen where this railroad got the right to build this line. And the other road took a right away up north further.
Right. What's it all mean, Elmer?
You see enough for me? Means the other road built the bridge someplace else and ain't no more fight.
Oh, is that it, Sheriff?
That's it. And we still got no motive. But motive there must be, I'm telling you. And I'll bet when we do find it, it'll be so easy we'll all be ashamed of ourselves.
All right, then who else would want to stop the railroad branch line?
You don't look so empty at me. I ain't got no ideas at all right now. Sheriff's right about one thing, Si.
What's that?
He'll be somebody who had a mighty good reason for not wanting the railroad to go through.
Yeah, I reckon you're right, Elmer. You're right, so darned often I get kind of tired of it.
Now, wait a minute. I got another idea.
Mm.
It's about that train you all thought you heard.
We didn't just think it. We heard it.
Certainly we heard it. We heard Pat scream, too, when it hit him.
I'll never forget that scream.
Well, I don't doubt your story, boys. But here's the big hole in it.
That hole?
Yeah, that track ain't built but about 100 feet beyond that section car on one side, isn't it?
No.
So where did your train go?
Huh?
Or if it was coming another way, where did it come from?
Well, Say, Elmer, that is something else, ain't it?
Yeah, say something else. Sheriff's right, too, Si. Couldn't have been a real train. Couldn't have been. Because there weren't no place for it to go to or come from. But me and Si told you already we figured it weren't no real train.
Yeah, we did tell you that, Sheriff.
I know you did, and the 6 men gone. 6 men. All because they could swear they heard a train coming through that cut. But we know that no train went through. So I gotta find out who or what was making everybody think there was a train.
Maybe we could find some clues out there in the daylight.
Yes, I reckon we could have found some. We looked on top of that other high bank, like the sheriff said.
All right, then. We can go out there and look right now.
Now, no hurry, boys. You wouldn't see anything there now anyway. I got an idea that when them pitchers get here, we'll have a better idea of what we're looking for.
Elmer, I some forgot all about them pitchers.
Well, so did I, Si. And now that we do remember it, say, seems like that airplane flying fellow ought to be back here, but now here.
Yeah, if he didn't go to the wrong town or something, Elmer. Hey, Sheriff, ain't it about time?
I reckon so. Probably get here any minute now, boys. You know, I got one of my deputies out there that flying field. And when he cuts his siren open, you're going to know that airplane's been in.
Yeah.
And it won't take him long to get here with the pitchers.
Yeah, but how do we know that the airplane's going to get in? What if something terrible's happened? You know, Elmer. that airplane might have got smashed up or stuck in a cloud or whatever happens to him.
Oh, Cy Perkins, if you can't think of the worst things all your life, you'll sit around and think of things miserable happening to people.
Yeah, it always happens, too.
Yes,
never
yes.
Seen it
well, you wish it on him, that's what you do.
Can't help it.
Well, quit worrying now about that airship.
Well, lots of airships has had accidents, I
guess. Cy, will you hush up or shut up or have it got to make you?
Huh?
Now, Sheriff, when them pitchers come, you take charge of them. We'll do whatever you say.
Yeah, bet your life will.
Hold on, Elmer. Hold on. I thought I heard that siren on my car.
The pictures is coming. The pictures is coming. Oh, Elmer. I'm getting so excited I can't stand it. I'm a slipping. I'm a slipping. Oh, Elmer.
Well, sweet salted cappy. If that old fool ain't got all head up over there, siren coming and fainted plumb away. Sheriff, come on, get outdoors so we can grab them pitches quick. Come on, get outdoors.
But wait a minute, Elmer. What about Cy? Is he all right there laying on the floor?
Say, never mind Cy, Sheriff. He's resting easy. Let's get out after them pitches. Come on.
The pictures have arrived with a bang, but poor old Cy is missing all the fun. Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Cy and Elmer over this station.